Did you know that most content creation experts, fantastic writers, people that we all should all be learning from, say that you should spend just as much, if not more, time writing your title as you do writing the actual content? Now, obviously, this doesn't hold true for huge pieces of work like a book or something like that, but for the average entrepreneur, digital marketer, those of us who are listening to this podcast, writing the title of your blog, your podcast, your YouTube video, your email, whatever it is, writing the title of that piece of work, that piece of content, is a huge thing, or should be a huge thing to you. But the fact of the matter is, I see so many titles that are either very off-putting, as in like clickbaity, or off-putting as in, I don't want to read this because it sounds dumb or boring. So what I have for you today is a list of 3 tips that will work for your titles on every platform, because different platforms perform differently and titles perform differently on all the different platforms. So yay for us having to learn more things, but these 3 hacks will work on any platform you use. All right, y'all, get the pen and paper and be prepared to take notes, and then go revamp your whole titling strategy. Don't hate me. It's all for your good. I promise. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees, until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. Okay, so I'll be real. I thought about making an episode for like every platform, like individually for this podcast, but then I was like, oh, no, I don't have the energy for that right now. But instead, I've got 3 hacks for great titles that will truly work on every platform, because if y'all didn't know this, each platform has different titling, air quote, rules. And I don't mean rules in like a hard and fast sense all the time. Some of them absolutely are. Some platforms are like, meh, too many characters, you're done, bro, shut up. And then other platforms, it's like, sure, you can write 5 sentences for your title, but nobody's gonna click it, right? And so the rules for titling things, they vary from platform to platform. And honestly, with algorithm changes, that changes some titling rules too. But these 3 hacks will, and I say this jokingly, transcend time and algorithm updates. I mean, I say it jokingly, but it's true as well. These 3 hacks will work for every platform. And the number 1 hack is, I want you to know what your person wants most, what they want, not what you think they need, not even what they actually need, what they want. Now, I make that distinction because often with my own content included in this, and then working with clients, oftentimes I see people and their clients are like, well, yes, this is what's performing well. Yeah, this content with this keyword is performing well. And this is what people say they want, but like, this is what they really need. This is what they really need, okay? For example, one of my colleagues, you know, her stuff on folding laundry and organization does really, really well. Or like things like that, like household chores and just really nitty gritty things, that does really well. And at times she can be like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired of talking about this. But that's what people are consuming. That's what they want. What do they need? Well, they need a system in their home to keep up on stuff like that. But they, Faith included over here, the queen of unfolded laundry piles myself, what we want in this situation is help me not drown in laundry, right? What they need is a system for better home management, okay? And I'm not saying that you should be dishonest in any stretch of the imagination. Like, still deliver the thing that you're promising with your content, but realize that where your person is at, what they want, might be 3 to 5 quote levels lower than what they actually need. Like, you're promising like cereal for breakfast, but you're delivering cereal and homemade pancakes and waffles and fresh squeezed orange juice and a Dutch pancake. Can you tell I like breakfast? Like, you're giving them what they want. You are definitely giving them what they want, but you're also giving them what they need. Okay? Okay. So know what your person wants most. And when you include that in your title, then it's like, oh, yes, that is what I want. That speaks to my soul. Give me that click. Okay? Versus when you're speaking to what they actually need, even if it's what they actually need, even if they know that they need it, but it doesn't really line up with what they want right now, they're less likely to click through to it, y'all, because we are all busy. We all see so much stuff every day. We are inundated with ads and content and just so much information that we are constantly thinking as human beings, like, how does this serve me? And most of us are thinking about our immediate needs, right, wrong, or indifferent. But if you can create your titles in a true way, like, ain't nobody want a liar McLiar pants over here. If you can create your titles for every platform that focuses on what your person wants most, you're gonna see better click-through rates, you're gonna see better consumption rates, and ultimately you're going to be able to help people more because, hi, you can't help anybody with the content that they don't consume. All right? All right. Number 2, I want you to know the rules of engagement for your platform. And even more importantly, what your audience responds to on that particular platform. So each platform has different rules, right? Like blogging, y'all, you want your characters, you want your title to be 60 characters or less. Between 50 and 60 is really a sweet spot. But with podcasts, there are no rules. But if you pay attention, you will see that your audience responds better in general to a certain length of title. YouTube, different rules, right? Like writing the title of a book, completely different rules, right? Like social media posts, it's all different. You need to know what your person can see without clicking read more or see more, okay? And you need to know the character count for that. And you need to stay within that. And then you need to track your data, even if it's just loosely tracking your data, to see what your audience responds to the best on that platform. And this goes for emails as well, y'all, because subject lines, if that's not a title, I don't know what is, okay? Know the rules of engagement for your particular platform. And then, bonus time management tip, work that character limit that you have established or researched and established, work that into your content creation template so that you're not having to remember when you sit down to write a social media post, oh, the first line needs to be X amount of characters or less. Okay, and I need to focus on this. Like, no, write it down, put it in the template, be done with the deep thinking part of that. And then it just is going to save you so much time and so much brain space moving forward. Okay. So know the rules of engagement for that particular platform for every piece of content. Even if you take one piece of content and you're repurposing it 5 different places, which BT Dubs highly recommend, the title needs to be specifically crafted for that platform and your audience on that platform as well. And you're going to find that, especially on platforms that have a looser set of quote rules, different audiences respond differently to different things. And you may have the exact same person listening to your podcast and Sally Mae's podcast, right? But your content is different and they are willing to listen to super long titled podcasts for Sally Mae, and for yours, y'all, they better be 5 words or less. You ain't getting nobody. I don't know that. You don't know that until you look at the actual hard and fast data from your content. All right. And rule number 3, please hear this. Please hear this. And it is, your first work probably ain't your best work. So I've heard it said, and I really do try to stick to this, is to spend as much time on the title of your content as you do creating the actual content. Why? Because, like I said before, if nobody clicks through to read or consume your content, you can't help anybody. No matter how great your content is, if your title is crap, nobody except your mom is going to read it. And God bless all the mamas. My mama consumes my stuff. You know, thank you very much, mom. Shout out. But if your title is crap, nobody's going to read your content. And a lot of times we'll sit down to create content with a title in mind, which is great. Like, you should know where you're going, please and thank you. But then we just stick with that title instead of really sitting down and thinking through different variations of that title and different ways to say what the content is about. And integrated within my workflow, I have a place where I'm like, okay, I'm going to fill out. I am going to come up with different title variations for this thing because I know how important a great title is. All right. And I'll be real, real with y'all. Usually my first idea is not my best idea. It just really isn't. Why? I don't know. Probably because you get the brain juices flowing and you just get better, you know, better ideas, and you can flip flop around whether it's like the trigger or the promise, or the promise or the trigger first, and, you know, play with those kind of things. But know that your first work, your first title idea probably isn't your best idea, and that's okay. All right. You are not alone in that at all. So come up with more than one title option, please, for the love of all things holy. You will thank yourself for it later, I promise, but come up with more than one. And you know what? It's okay. You don't need to judge your title ideas right off the bat. Just start throwing them out there, write them down, and then go back through and evaluate. All right, y'all, those 3 hacks to great titles for every platform are: know what your person wants most. 2, know the rules of engagement for that particular platform and play accordingly. And 3, your first work probably ain't your best work, bro. And it's okay. Feel free, please do come up with more than one title idea and even run it by some friends, but choose the best one and don't be afraid to experiment. All right, y'all. If you are curious about titling, more titling tips, grab my signature course, The Organic Marketing Framework, where I walk you through from start to finish how to optimize your website for SEO and really turn that puppy into a lead generation machine. It's my signature course, my signature method that my team and I have used successfully to grow clients' traffic up to 2,400%. 2,400%, y'all, in less than a year. All right, y'all, we'll chat with you next episode. Until then, be blessed. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.